88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number 2 of Old School DPAO, 402-464-5685. You have been active on the text line, and we'll get to them because there's a lot of golden notes in this thing for us to go through as we discuss the news of the day. And there's tons of news and getting set up. You had all day of folks talking about Indiana and all day of folks, you know, we'll get to it. But I wanted to have a different conversation just because the recent news led us to having this discussion. In the meanwhile, follow on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. Hey, yo, let them know about Mercado.
Gladly, our friends of the Mercado are easily accessible for you. They've got 3 Lincoln locations, one at 84th and Havelock, which from 11 to 2 tomorrow, probably say closer to 11 to noon, get there by 11 for Fired Up Fridays. They've got their Korean barbecue beef kimchi noodle special. Again, get there at 11. That's when it starts. You also have a couple locations to pick up your every type of meat and every type of cut at 30th and Yankee Hill and 84th and Andermatt, 85th and Andermatt in Lincoln, as well as 168th and Maple up in Omaha.
Sounds delicious. Delicious. Will be. Sounds delicious. Even for a tender tummy like I have today, that one didn't move the needle towards jumping off the cliff. Didn't give me that at the top of the roller coaster feeling in my stomach. You know that one, as you go all the way up and the buildup of, discomfort. Oh, discomfort. You get to the top and you go, okay, I'm either going to be okay or I'm not. I'm up here now.
See what happens.
This is what we're going to do, man. So the announcement that Tony Bennett, national 4-time ACC Coach of the Year, 4-time ACC Coach of the Year, took Virginia to 3 number one seeds in the NCAA tournament and a national championship in 2019. Stepped down today from Virginia. Not much detail behind it, which leads several discussions, and that only
pressure tomorrow at 11.
Yeah, so. Which, you know, it'll be a thing, which is why we ask questions. We don't have to have all the answers. But it made me flash back to a conversation I had with Tony Bennett, and to hear him speak on that there would be a time. Here's the thing that's happening with great coaches. A lot of great coaches are stepping down from really good programs. Mm-hmm. Some of those programs in great shape. Mm-hmm. Jay Wright leaving at a time where, my goodness, the world was his. Mm-hmm. And his next contract would have been substantial, no matter where it was. Right? Coaches are moving around and down. And, you know, Nick Saban hasn't lost a game since he started with doing game day.
Right.
Right? Freed up some time. You know, there's still no money out there. And he's got enough. Mm-hmm. He's got enough. But then it led to this discussion that as a coach of note and a program of note, that a decision has to be made as to what is the thing that drives all the other things. What thing drives all the other things? When it comes to a pro sports team, a college athletic department or administrators, high school administrators, school systems, et cetera, little league organizations around the country. What is the thing that you should be focused on that should override every other thing? And some of those questions, because that is the expectation that we place when a coach is put in a position of power. Here is thing one. Thing one can be winning. That winning, and remember, all of these things have to be defined in full detail, because winning could be, for some programs, 9 wins in a 12-game season is winning mm-hmm. in full. Some cases, 7 wins out of 12 games, winning. Right? This year for Nebraska, if you said you're going to win half your games, winning. They would, like, winning. But recall that in this space, Coach Tom Osborne was winning 10, 11 games a year. And there were still people who wanted him gone. And I would think it's fair to say that he recruited at a high level. He developed players at a high level. He held them to high standard off the field, right? There were still issues, but at least the standard existed so you could know what bad behavior looked like and would be defined as. So I asked the question, what would you want from your coach? Do you want character development? Do you want student-athlete experience? Do you want...
Are we limiting this to college?
No. Well, I think it's fair.
Because I think it's a different conversation depending on level. Anything before college is...
So for the sake of this, let's talk about it, college, Power Five, because okay. We're talking about Tony okay. Bennett and Virginia.
Okay.
To you, if somebody called you today and said, hey, we hear you're a wizard when it comes to this coaching thing. We want to pay you whatever amount of money you want. What would it take? What's priority one for Austin Orman? So, Austin, I ask you. What is the thing that when a team, program, or other call you to say, hey, we want you to be a part of it, what is priority one for you?
So, again, for your definition of this question, Power Five, you know, high major
college. We could say Lincoln Public Schools. We could say
to me, you can't, right? To me, there's a difference in levels here as I break it down. So if we're sticking with the college example.
Well, but I will say this. Every coach who is now at one of the other levels started at that level.
Right.
And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Whatever they were then at the lowest level, they became that magnified and elevated at a higher level. So mm-hmm. go with that.
Okay. So to that, I would tell you the best thing for a coach to be is always and forever player oriented. What do we want best for the student athlete, the young athlete, whatever it is, right? Whether you're coaching little league, whether you're coaching middle school, you're out at Lincoln Youth Football, you're Lincoln Public Schools, Lincoln area private schools, whatever it is, high school and below, 100% student athlete focused. What's best for their development? How do we make them into the best citizens and future citizens we possibly can? Mm-hmm. When we get to college, I think that's still got to be a focus, but I'm willing to shift it more toward a little bit more toward winning, right? Especially the high major Power Five mm-hmm. level. You want to be in the business of winning, right? I still think that the student athletes and people come first, but I think for the most part, a lot of the development of who these young people are in their formative years is done in high school and before. So I can understand why a coach would say, hey, I can try to help with this. Maybe focus more on some kids that need help in development. Maybe some kids come in with a good idea, but this school brought me here to win. They were tired of losing, so I'm going to win. And for the kids that need me to focus on them as people, I'll do the best I can there, but not as many need that as they do in high school. Every kid needs it in high school and before. And then when you get to the pros, yes, always, you want to focus on the people. You want to be a first-class organization, treat people right. That being said, it's not a but, it's an and. The focus shifts when they're adults. You can mold them to some degree, but not to the same degree as in college or before as often. So I would say winning is a higher priority the higher up you go. But you can't forget, again, where you started with the personal and player development.
That if we said at the highest level, the coach, let's say football, the coach at the highest level, who's had the most recent level of success, is Hoodie, right? It's Belichick. And that Belichick not only managed some personalities, but he pushed some envelopes. So winning in some cases has more value to people at the level, win at all costs. Al Davis said, just win, baby. Didn't care how all the other stuff got done or got handled or who provided the moments. The Raiders were renowned for being a place of lost souls. And guys would come there and regenerate their careers. And you know what? We forgave you for what you did. Now you can do that. You know, just help us win football games and we'll be fine. At the college level, and UVA has a standard code. It has a code that has to be followed. And it's big in Charlottesville.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And that means that all the while competing with Miami, Florida State, Boston, right? You're not exactly in a hub of athletes. So you got to do some recruiting and some work because not everybody gets in the door academically at UVA that can get into Florida State, Miami. But you still have to beat Florida State, Miami. What's more important? That you're really good with Charlottesville, University of Virginia type students? Or is it more important that you beat Miami and Florida State with University of Virginia type students?
Yeah, I would also say something to the effect of basically all winning happens when there are strong and developed relationships. But I think for to me, it's how you frame it, right? Because I don't think we're framing winning in the NFL, in the NBA, and in Major League Baseball through the relationship lens. Whereas the relationship developing, again, like I said, these high school and younger people into model students and citizens, that has to be the focus. That has to be what we talk about. When we get to college, I think it's closer, or should be closer to a 50-50 split, where these are, you know, athletes that nominally can go on to play professionally.
And
they've had a lot of development already.
And now they're getting paid.
So they're getting paid. But at the NFL, like, yes, we know that, you know, the best coaches have good relationships with their players, or they manage relationships the best. But I think to the outside general populace and public, they don't care about their relationships or how they're managed. They might admit that they're in there and they're a part of it, but they don't want to know the relationship management that's going on. In high school and below, I think that's the key. Does the coach treat my kid and other players on the team correctly? Is he making them, you know, follow the rules? Is he helping them become better people? That's the focus. Same into high school. In college, we want our teams to win, but there's a reason we still look sideways at Georgia. Maybe not as much as we should, but
say, you know, why? Say why? Because I want to hear your version of how we look at Georgia.
Why do we ignore Georgia?
Why do we look? How do we see Georgia?
Well, I think that, again, that the general populace sees Georgia as winners. Mm-hmm. You know, here's Kirby Smart. He took over the mantle from Nick Saban,
mm-hmm.
And I think part of the reason that Kirby is still at Georgia is because there's been more of a focus put on winning. Maybe by Georgia, maybe by us as a whole. It's really hard for us to tell Georgia to fire Kirby Smart when he's been so successful, right? Even if, you know.
Except. Yeah.
You know.
Except.
Except
you,
everything.
You, right. Everything else. So the priority in Athens, Georgia, is beating Alabama and being one of the elite football programs.
Mm-hmm.
That the off-the-field stuff, they've turned a blind eye to. In numbers. In mm-hmm. numbers. High repetition. This mm-hmm. is the thing. So character is not exactly the focus or the priority in Athens, Georgia. Notre Dame has another place with a behavior code that sits in play. BYU has maybe as difficult a Power Five behavior code boundary in place as anybody else, mm-hmm. right? In the neighborhood,
sure.
Right, what's asked of student athletes at BYU? You're not being asked that all over the place. you're not. And now they're a top 25 football team again, even with all of that. But they still have to make the decisions on what's the priority. Is faith the priority? Winning the priority? Money, right? Because there is no church without the money that they hold and control.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now having issue with recruiting. Who do we want into this unique space that we have? And it's important. Somebody asked me, well, why would Bennett leave? Well, there's a myriad of reasons. It'll come up mm-hmm. On its own. That's not a thing that you have to play with. But at some point, coaches, parents, administrators, etc., all have to say, this is a thing that is either important enough for me to get it right or for not important enough for me to forgive and ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening now. That's what's happening now. So, you know, more will come out on the Bennett story, but it was just interesting that what you would want, and you texters are all over the place, and this is kind of the thing. Ted says, recruiting, 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 recruiting. We must recruit at Ohio State levels. But that's not possible without money.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even get into the academic side of it. Because not everybody that gets in Ohio State would get into Nebraska, especially the way Nebraska does business and makes Nebraska students a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Different recruiting pools. So, if recruiting is the thing, money is really the thing. You can say recruiting is the thing, but we now know that money, when you say recruiting, money is involved. Right? Brad says, yeah, Mike Riley was a hell of a guy, but it's a thing there, right? That he wasn't nice enough to forgive for the kinds of losses that he had and to who he had them against. Now, you could have said, yeah, Riley's a good guy. And the
people
teams
still
are
saying
good.
That.
And the teams are good. Right? You say about Bo, the teams are good. They weren't Tom Osborne great, but they certainly weren't as bad as the other half. You were never in the bottom half of college football, right, under those coaches. And because you didn't have, right, where was the line? When would you say Nebraska football went to the bottom half of college football?
2017 was pretty bad.
Right? So for the first time ever, right? As far as we know.
In recent modern college football.
Right? Mm-hmm. To dive down to the point where the focus and the priority gets lost. Mm-hmm. Because winning mattered. Except for it didn't matter. In the minds of the fans, it mattered. But the administrators swung and missed several times. Mm-hmm. And then you finally had to make a decision. This priority system has to be re-ranked, recalibrated. And so now for Matt Rhule, he's walking through it and the frustration. We've heard him talk about the frustrations involved in that because he's now responsible to and beholden to all the things in program's recent history past. Mm-hmm. And what he would want to do is, you don't want people to keep referring back. You want them to look forward. But to look forward, you have to have a GPS. You have to have a mission. You have to have a thing that says, this is what we're striving for. So, Austin, removing the past 20 years.
You just told me I couldn't do that.
Well, for the sake of the conversation. Okay. Removing the past 20 years, what do you want from Nebraska football? What do you want?
Bannerman wants to win, DP.
It's the win.
The fan in me wants to win.
And define winning. How many wins is winning?
Just win.
I mean, if you win one just more, win. If you want, you've won five. Is that enough?
Just win.
Is that enough?
Perfect all the way through, DP. Just win. Only wins is what I mean by just. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I want to wake up every August 30th with bright-eyed, bushy-tailed optimism, and I want that at least. You know, 95% intact come conference playing basketball.
Do you want to feel like you have a chance to win every Saturday in the fall?
Yes.
Do you want to have the expectation that you win every Saturday in the fall?
Eventually.
But not now.
Well, I want it sooner and later, but I understand that probably not going to happen overnight.
Okay. That's Nebraska football. Like, it's trying to figure out exactly what the thing is, mm-hmm. right? Because it's an opportunity. And somebody asked me this earlier, and I literally laughed out loud because I didn't have the answer to it. How important is beating Indiana, Austin Norman? Mm. How important? Text line?
Are we doing the Jay Foreman 1 to 7
scale? We're doing the Jay Foreman scale of 1 to 7. And we'll take those, we'll take your responses, and we'll take Austin's thoughts on how important is it to beat Indiana? How important is it to beat Indiana? More Old School coming up.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Marino and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for. Social security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community. Capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People. AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.